Welcome. New Waves of Light presents Soul Awakening and the New Earth Podcast, where we discuss the nature of the soul and the evolutionary shift taking place inside human consciousness, the catalyst for the planetary shift that is birthing a new Earth. I am your host, Sarah Catherine. Last week, we began discussing the soul and its qualities. It was shared that the soul's main characteristic is one of love, along with kindness, patience, compassion, sensitivity to a more subtle reality, and feeling connected to all of life. In today's podcast, we'll be continuing our discussion with Angela and Andy around recognizing the soul in oneself and others. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Great. Thanks for being here. Angela, how do you recognize the soul in yourself?
The soul sits just behind the emotions and the thoughts, and I recognize that through the heart center. So sometimes by sitting very quietly, I feel it within. And sometimes when things are chaotic and there are lots of thoughts or emotions, I find that if I actually just sit and observe the thoughts and the emotions, then they dissolve a bit like clouds. And what's left is the feeling within is the soul.
Mm. And this was said in the last podcast, the soul was really, I think, if you were to distill it into one word, love. And it sounds like that's what you're sharing too. How would you differentiate maybe the love that a personality experiences versus that feeling that you're talking about, that love of that is your soul?
I think the love of the soul is a divine love. So it's ever present just behind the scene, and it's felt within the heart as a presence, a glow. And it's also felt, I think, throughout the whole center of your body. So although it really emanates from the heart in that love space, it really sits then throughout the core of your body. And it feels different to other senses of love in that it's a stronger, it's subtle, but it's very strong. And you feel a connection through that soul, that love, with all of life, not just with one or two aspects of life, where romantic love might be very exciting and it might be a person that's the object of your attention. It's not to do with the personality or the persona. It's deeper than that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel what you're talking about. Andy, what is your experience?
Well, I would agree. It's through the heart. In the medium is love. It's like a divine spark that is in everything. It's a magnetic energy that one actually feels almost like if you get a chill or something when you're thinking about something, that's an indication in some ways always that it's a magical thought. By expressing those qualities of the soul, which are love, truth, compassion, selfishness, harmlessness, kindness, and by resonating with those, working with those, you build those qualities in yourself, and you learn to recognize them. Mm-hmm. And when you send that love out, and you feel it return, it brings you joy. Mm-hmm. So you are living in joy. And when you feel joy, I think that's as well as an indication of the soul.
Yeah, I like that you mentioned joy. That was mentioned in the last podcast too. There is kind of an all pervasive feeling of joy when you connect with the soul. And it is so impersonal too, I think, that it's almost connected to that unity consciousness because it is your connection to all of life. I feel that as well. Angela, how do you recognize the soul in another person? If you have something else to share on that too, please do.
Also, I feel that sometimes that soul can be really felt as a spark of intuition and the flow of creativity. So I think when we're feeling like we're in the zone, so to speak, that we're really feeling that connection, that soul connection is coming through us. And sometimes that might be just doing the simplest of things like washing up or a repetitive simple task that it really takes over. Or sometimes it can be intuitive guidance, answers that you've asked for, just a flash of a total perfect answer that flashes through and comes from the soul. Yeah, so I think sometimes that's another way that we feel that soul space. You know that you're in the soul space when you feel like you're in that zone. And recognizing the soul in another person, I think sometimes this is quite an art, actually. I think initially, you know, we can actually ask to see the soul within someone else and to focus on that rather than on their personality or their behavior. Sometimes you'll pass someone or you'll be speaking to someone and there's a real connection through the eyes and there's almost an overflowing, and sometimes you feel so connected and there's so many, you know, so much love flowing between, or a conversation that you feel like you can't get enough in, there's not enough time to say what you're wanting to say. I think that's a real soul connection, and that it's connecting on a soul level. And sometimes even you see people whose eyes are radiant, and they, you know, there's a shining through the eyes sometimes. And I think that is the recognition of the soul in others.
Yes, the twinkle in the eye. That's happened to me when I've been walking, and it was even a stranger. I never even spoke to them, but the eye contact was immediate and there was like a recognition, and it was like this little twinkle in the eye, and it felt like it was a transmission between both of us, like a recognition took place. It's always so magical when that happens. And I think it is hard to define that, but it is a feeling. It's more in the energetic space, I think. Andy, how do you recognize the soul in another person?
There again, I agree with both of you wonderfully. I would say absolutely through the eyes, through the smile, through the absolute, there's a warmth, and people light up. I think when you are living as a soul or working on that as a soul, there's a certain glow or light to you. And I think we soul brothers, for lack of a word, feel that with each other. And it's something, there again, it's a learned thing, but it's something like, I go back to joy on that. If person is living in joy, they emit a certain light or vibration, if you will. And that vibe is always a good vibe. You have that. That's what makes you want to learn more about the person. There's a magnetic exchange that is a very fine vibratory feeling that you recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful thing.
I think there's an openness, exactly what you're saying, Andy. It's a feeling, but I think there's often when there's an openness about people and a willingness to listen and to share, that is a sign of the soul. I think sometimes in our society, you know, people can be very shut down or fearful, and it can be a bit hard. It can feel like there's a barrier at times because the mind takes over or if fear is present there. And that openness, I think, that you recognize in others is actually coming from the soul. That person is coming from the soul and living more and more from that soul, allowing the soul to come in and to envelop the personality so that it's supported with the love of the soul, seen as openness.
Yes. And I feel that empathy is also a way to recognize the soul. I think when somebody empathizes, they really feel the other person's experience because we're connected by our souls. And without that connection, you may not feel you know, the empathy. And so I think it's interesting you mentioned intuition. I would add also intuition and empathy might be qualities that when you see it in another person or yourself, that's a connection of the soul. Andy, do you believe only humans have a soul?
No, not at all. I believe everything, all living things have that divine spark. Mm-hmm. And I believe that divine spark is like the center of the atom. And it's like a magnetic energy, and it pulsates. So it, throughout all of the kingdoms, it's to varying degrees, that spark is pulling us forward or pulling us home or giving that that impetus. So I firmly I feel that it is in everything.
Yes. Yeah. Angela, do you have thoughts that you can add to this?
Yeah, I agree. I think you often see the presence of the soul in the kindness of some animals, particularly dogs. You know, you see in their beautiful unconditional love in their eyes that they have for us, and their kindness. And I know I have cats and dogs, and the cats will come and sit on my lap when I'm sitting peacefully mm-hmm. and I'm connected, and they just look up at me with these beautiful eyes, and you can feel that that beautiful soul within them. I agree. I think that it is divine love, and that it is definitely in every atom in the universe. And I think there are some animals also, such as dolphins and whales, who do seem to have a real soul connection and communion with the divine as well. We see it in those animals, but also plants. There have been many times that I've been in nature and where there's been absolutely no wind or breeze, and I've seen a tree or a plant just moving almost like a little dance, one of its leaves or fronds. And you know, I think if you sit quietly in even walking through nature, you don't even have to sit quietly in nature, even walking through and being with plants and trees and or the ocean, you can feel the beauty emanating and that soul, I think, that comes through from the divine through life, all of life.
All of life, yes.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. I have a garden, and I have been gardening in there for many years with this garden. And over the past few, as I have been working on myself and raising that vibration I speak of, the garden has responded to my communication with the garden. When I used to water it and take care of it and this and that, but lately, for the last few years, I actually communicate, and I mean seriously, I speak to the plants, and I have ones that are just so beautiful, and so I have a relationship with them, and they have responded in kind with that relationship. And they're, besides the beautiful blossoms and color and the fruit that I have, is that there's just something that when we go there, it just is absolutely felt. And so it's I was raising my vibration essentially to be able to feel a deeper vibration from the plants, and we are growing together. And I've also had pets and dogs. There's no question that dogs are, it's unconditional love, and they're so brilliant. And scientists are even talking about how trees talk to each other and the roots feed each other. If you know anything about the mushrooms and the mycelium that's growing over the planet. And so there are unbelievable examples everywhere of this magnetic spark that is the fluid of love. And so I was giving love to the plants like I never did, and they are giving it right back, and the joy is beautiful.
That's beautiful. Yes, I have that experience with plants too. I feel like there's an energetic experience and they really respond. They really will grow for me. I've felt that as well. And also, you know, there's that saying communing with nature. Well, that's communing inside of that, I think, soul connection that we have, we share with our soul to the soul of really the spirit of life, I think.
Yes, I call those truisms, the sparkle in the eye, the communing with nature, those things that are like folkloric phrases that are very true and have a lot of depth to them.
Yes. Yeah. It's very magical when you consider what we're talking about. It brings a whole new level of magic to life when you think of it in this way, I think.
And there is the soul.
Yes.
The soul is that and brings that joy. It just is, it's magnanimous.
And Angela, what do you have to share on this?
It reminds me of the experiments that the Japanese doctor, Dr. Emoto, has done of the water, you know, with the seeing the crystals that form in a water droplet when love is projected toward that water, the beauty of those crystals and versus chaos projected toward the crystals. Or, you know, it's really amazing that it actually responds the way that it does, which would suggest that it is also divine and that soul flows throughout all of creation. And how beautiful the simple effect that sharing love has when we see it through these experiments, even on water.
Mm. Yes, you know, I've seen those. Yes, I've seen those. I really love that. And it brings me back to what Andy shared about it being in the center of the atom. I love that, because if it's in the, if the divine spark is in the center of the atom, then it would be in our water. It'd be all over, it'd be everywhere, right?
Yes, it is everywhere. And I mean, it is a resonance. It's in music. It's in all forms. It's a very, very beautiful thing to realize and to work towards. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you both so much. This has been a lovely conversation. I really appreciate you both sharing your experiences and your understanding. I think it's really important that we can recognize and identify our soul and also in ourselves and others. And so this is really helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.